your expectations for Wes?
You know, again, we haven't seen him in a while, so it's good to have him back in the building. Good to see him back out on the practice field. We'll evaluate him just like we do every other player, and you know, it'll be a day-to-day process. You know, we didn't just throw him back in there and run him every rep. Again, we'll be smart about that, getting him back in there. He is a veteran player, very familiar with our offense, so. The mental aspect is not problematic, but just, you know, getting him back, timing, get the burn back in his chest, get him in shape, and get him ready.
Is it conceivable with the bye next week that he doesn't play?
You know, too conceivable. Everything's conceivable, I guess. If he's not ready to play. But we deem him ready, or if we do, good possibility he'll be playing.
What are the most valuable things he brings? I mean, obviously, we know what he can do on third down, but how does leadership, stuff like that, that he can all bring back to the table?
You know, he's a big part of our football team. He was a year ago and, was earlier in this season. Unfortunately, we missed him, and now he's back, and, you know, we have to reestablish that as we move forward.
With three concussions in 10 months, do you have any hesitation to put him back on the field?
I'm not a doctor. You'd have to ask somebody medically inclined to answer that, but he's been cleared by the doctors, and both in-house, out-of-house, all over the houses, so he's been cleared, and we'll take that for what it is.
Are you concerned at all about his
being shaken? I get concerned about everything, like I said, we do, just like every other player here, we'll evaluate in practice and make those decisions an hour and a half before kickoff. Yeah, I'd like to think so, but I don't really know that. I stayed here too, but
Look at the condition away from the San Diego game for Seattle and their effectiveness against Seattle.
Yeah, they played very well. I mean, they're a good football team. You know, everybody talks about their division, and rightfully so, but our division isn't bad either. So we're very familiar with San Diego as well as Seattle, and they're two very good football teams, and you know, like all days, you know, on game day, whoever executes the best wins.
Do you have to remind your team at all about to forget the Super Bowl?
Lord willing, I mean, we've forgotten about it. You know, I think lots been made of it. But, you know, we're into this season, and we've got a very important game in a very hostile environment, very tough place to win, and we're looking forward to that challenge. We're not thinking about, when you start looking in that rearview mirror, you're not looking at the windshield, you wreck. So we're looking through the windshield.
What challenge does the noise at their stadium, Century Link, present for your team? Is it different than other stadiums? Is it louder?
Well, it's very loud. I mean, I don't know. You know, when you come out of the tunnel in some stadiums, it's louder than others. But, you know, that's a challenge of playing the game. And so on the road, typically it's loud when you're on offense. When we're at home, it's loud when you're on defense. So all of it's a challenge.
When you look at their secondary, Foxy, what do you see that makes them unique? Specifically, the three guys we know, that Thomas, Sherman, and Chancellor.
Well, first of all, they're best at what they do, you know, at the craft. I mean, you know, and it's selected by their peers. So they're very talented. I would not just single out one area of their defense. I think their whole defense play. They play good team defense. They're very well coached. They're fast, athletic, long. All the things you look for. In positions on defense. So. And then at home on turf, when you're operating with noise, can sometimes make them even better.
How different do they look, if at all, from the team you prepared for a Super Bowl?
You know, again, it's, jersey numbers, names on the back, scheme-wise, they're doing some basically the same things. I'm sure we'll get some unscouted looks. That happens every Sunday. But, you know, they look pretty good, just like I remember them. I've missed the first part, Lindsay.
Thomas,
yes.
Kind of the guy, when the last time you guys played him, is that a favorable matchup, or is that more about him and just the way he is able to
get open? You know, we get asked that every week, you know, who gets the ball, who gets fed the ball more, whether it's Julius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel. You know, a lot of it defense dictates. And so, you just got to take what they give you and be patient about doing it. Normally he's in one place, but, you know, again, they get to do what they want, so we'll see what they do Sunday.
Coach Philip Rivers talked about on tape they saw they liked the matchup between their receiver Keenan Allen and Richard Sherman. Anything that you see kind of in the matchups that you like or don't like?
You know, it's, without getting into too much information, I mean, I think, like I said earlier, it's going to be who executes the best, and, we're looking forward to the matchup.
What's been your biggest concern offensively in the second half after the first two games that you'd like to see Sharp with that?
I'd like to see us put 60 minutes together. We're getting ready to go into game three. We're preparing for that after two games. We've been probably a little more efficient as a football team in the first